the house?
I just don't know. I don't know how big the house was. I was born again. I don't know.
Just can't remember about it.
You said I was born in near Cronenville, but now I don't know what the size of the house was.
You didn't stay in the house very long before you moved somewhere else?
I imagine so. When I was large enough to know about this moving about, well, I was 5 years old and we moved to a place called Oregon at that time.
Uh-huh.
Oregon at that time. It was down below Tiptonville.
Oh, I see. That's in Lake County?
That's in Lake County, all right, but down below Tiptonville. He's flying bad, I was sprained.
I was eating dinner outside with some people. They got some flies around there that'll bite you.
They bite you too. I doze that. I get on that tree.
How long have you been living in this house?
20 years in April.
Is that right?
My house burned in 57 and I've been here ever since.
Well, could you describe it to me? What would you call this room right here?
No, I don't know what you call it. What is it? A shotgun or a gun? Sometimes, I don't know what kind.
Why would you call it a shotgun?
Well, it's made like that, I guess that's what you call it.
Is that three rooms just with a hall straight through the counter?
Well, no hall, it's just in the kitchen.
Just three rooms joined together?
Yes.
Is that how many rooms you have in the house?
Yes.
Three all together? So you got a bed in here, and would that one in there be, would that be another bedroom?
When my husband was sick, well, he slept in there. Oh, man. You see, he had cancer, and I slept in here. And so I just have never sat down to bed anymore and cleansed it, but I just left up there. And my sister and husband here visiting, well, I have somewhere for them, so.
What about the room on the end? What's that?
What you mean is good?
Get the room on. The third room, what's that?
That's the little kitchen.
That's a kitchen. Talking about rooms in the house, have you ever heard people call the room where they might have company, you know, the best room in their house?
Living room.
They call that the living room.
Living room. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call the living room anything besides that?
No, that's supposed to be the living room. And see if I had somebody else to put this bed. Well, I could put my duffel all together. That belongs in that, but I haven't got room enough to put it, you see, because I've got the bed in here. So if I didn't have it, well, then I could call this a living room.
Have you ever heard people call it the sitting room?
Well, yes, I've seen people call it the sitting room. But they mostly call it the living room now.
What about parlor?
Oh, we're back young. I used to see him call them parlors.
Yeah, right. And was that the same thing as what we call
the living room? Same thing. You call it living room, guest room, and things like that.
So you think parlor would be kind of an old-fashioned word?
It would, yeah. That's it would be. Because when I was 10 years old, I heard them call parlor. You had an organ, you know, settee chair, round chair, and all you didn't have is bed, and now they call them parlors. Now they call them living rooms.
Have you ever seen these old-fashioned houses that had the real high ceilings?
Had what?
Real high ceilings.
Oh.
About how tall do you suppose some of those ceilings were in those houses?
You know, I don't know anything about measurements.
Well, how about
I've seen them, you know, so high they have had upstairs to them. This house here now got upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Upstairs, you know, you built steps going upstairs to another room.
Yeah.